This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore, joined now by St. John's Prep High School football coach Brian St. Pierre. And coach, welcome back. Congratulations on another win.
Well, thanks, Rick. Appreciate you having me on again.
All right, long trip down to Marshfield. Tell me a little bit about how the day went, and then maybe a little bit about what the rituals or logistics are on a long bus ride. And then when you get there, you loosen up, and the game starts, and you're off to a great start. So how does that whole day go?
Yeah, I mean, it's when you play Friday night games and it's a road trip, it's kind of any Friday night game. I think it's try to get through the day as best you can, focus on the things you need to do during the school day, but you kind of know that's in the back of your mind all day, so you finally get to the end of the school day, and then it's now we got to ramp up for a bus ride where we're driving through Boston at rush hour and stuck in the Tip O'Neill Tunnel for about an hour.
So oh, jeez.
It's one of those deals. I mean, everybody kind of has to go through it, but we have to do that. We got to find good teams to play, and you kind of have to travel sometimes, and our kids are used to that piece. It was a long trip. Then you come down there, and you're pregame warm-up, you're a little bit late, and then you got to truncate it a little bit more because they had a first responders acknowledgement type of deal on the field, so they kind of push you down in the end zone. And no one's fault. It's just the realities of the business.
Yeah.
So, we overcame it, though.
Yeah, obviously. We'll get to that in a second. What's the procedure for taking care of appetites and food and stuff like that on a road trip at night?
Yeah, our parents do a great job. They provide kind of like a pregame meal right before they leave. A lot of the mothers will show up with, sandwiches and that type of stuff, snack bags, and then they give them snack bags on the way home, too. So our parent group is incredibly supportive. They do a great job, and I know the boys really appreciate it, as do we as a staff.
That sounds cool. All right, tell me about the fast start that you guys got off to.
Yeah, I think it started with defense. We deferred like we always do, and 3-and-out. Against them, where on offense, if you let them get going with their no huddle, it can be a really long night. So to be able to get a 3-and-out and get the ball back right away in decent field position for our offense was great. And then we went right down the field, put up points, and kind of made them play from behind all night, which is huge against that group. So it was a really good start, and I think the defense really spearheaded that.
All right, mention your captains again, Brian, because we didn't do that a whole lot last week.
Yeah. Pearson Scala, he's a senior receiver who's committed to Columbia for football. He's currently out with an injury. He's been out all camp. He's one. Aaron Radke, committed to Penn for football. He's a safety. He's another one. Alex Terese, outside linebacker, who's been our best all-around player, I think, through the first two games. Somebody's going to get a really good player in college. I mean, he's a really, really good player. Joe Erzik, who's committed to Bates, along the offensive line, and Gio Correa, who's getting some interest from D3 schools, also along the offensive line.
All right, and on Friday night, obviously your offense was in sync. Your defense was pretty good, too?
Yeah, I thought we took a lot of steps from week one. Still not perfect. We still need to get a little bit better on the back end in terms of pass defense, but we did turn them over twice. We got actually three times. Two interceptions, and then we scored on a fumble. They caused a fumble, and we scooped and scored. So I thought they really took some much improved steps from the first week. And when our defense can give us the ball back on offense, it makes us really difficult to play. So we need to continue to do that. But I was very pleased with the progress.
What's the schedule like this year, aside from the Catholic Conference, which you get underway with this week? But what's the overall schedule like?
Yeah, it's the toughest you're going to find. We opened with Springfield Central, who's a giant out in Western Mass, and then Marshfield, who's been in the Final Four 3 out of the last 4 years. Then we got Central Catholic this week, and then we go down to LaSalle, Rhode Island, who go to the championship game every year down in Rhode Island. So that's our first four games.
Wow, okay. All right, so your scouting report or your thumbnail of Central Catholic?
Typical Central team, really good in all three phases. They're experienced. They have some size up front on offense, experienced quarterback, experienced running back. I want to say most of their front seven is back on defense. So it's a typical Central team. They're well coached. They play hard. They're always good. They're always in the top of their league, and they're always in the top 10 in the state. They're always a contender, and that'll be no different this year.
Always great talking with you, Coach. I learn something all the time. I appreciate it, and good luck this week.
Well, I appreciate it too, Rick. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. That is Brian St. Pierre, who is the football coach at St. John's Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.